From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Miller reporting. The United States Treasury Department announced that the U.S. has placed sanctions on 19 Russian individuals and five groups, including Moscow's intelligence services, for meddling in the 2016 U.S. election and malicious cyber attacks. The U.K. defense chief said Thursday that the recent nerve agent attack on former spy Sergei Skripal was an example how
the Kremlin is ripping up the international rulebook, using its growing hybrid capabilities to subvert, undermine, and influence countries around the world. But Russia is capable of much more.
Gavin Williamson also announced the building of a new chemical weapons research facility to help counter a growing threat from Russia and other states. In addition, thousands of frontline British troops will also be vaccinated against anthrax in light of a growing chemical, biological, radiological, and nuclear threat. Moscow denies any involvement in the Skripal attack and is expected to retaliate. The Syrian Observatory for Human Rights said thousands of civilians fled the rebel-held eastern Ghouta town of Hamouria Thursday as the Syrian army continued to make inroads into the last major stronghold of the area. After the Syrian army opened a corridor following a late-night advance, the civilians were seen fleeing the area on foot, cars, and on motorcycles. For additional stories, as well as in-depth coverage, visit our website or download our mobile application. This is VOA News. North Korea's foreign minister is due to visit Sweden Thursday. Niklas Swanström, director of the Institute for Security and Development Policy.
The assumption is, of course, that they will speak a bit about the proposed talks between Donald Trump and Kim Jong-un. But that has not been confirmed in any way, and that's just pure speculation at this stage.
The Swedish Foreign Ministry says Ri Yong-ho will meet his Swedish counterpart, Margot Wallström. The ministry said talks will focus on Sweden's consular responsibilities as protecting power for the United States, Canada, and Australia, but will also address the security situation on the Korean Peninsula. The Afghan Taliban's silence to the latest offer of unconditional talks by the Kabul government has raised hopes in Islamabad and Washington. The insurgent group may be considering joining the peace process. Jeff Custer reports.
The Taliban have promptly rejected previous offers of negotiations, but Pakistani military leaders contend their renewed push to bring insurgents to the table has led to the change in behavior. A senior military official said a recent open letter from the Taliban seeking direct talks with the United States was also an outcome of Pakistan's fresh push, in partnership with other key stakeholders, to try to end the Afghan war. The official said the peacemaking effort is also leading to improvement in Islamabad's relations with Kabul and Washington. Jeff Custer, VOA News.
UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres warned Thursday the UN Palestinian Refugee Agency, UNRWA, could soon run out of money.
UNRWA is an asset to the international community that we must protect and support. Unfortunately, today's financial crisis places all of UNRWA's achievement at risk.
The United States announced it would withhold $65 million of $125 million it had previously planned to give the agency earlier. South Africa's health minister expects the infections from the worst listeria outbreak in history that has killed 180 people since January last year to increase and warned that there could also be other cases in the South African region. The government, which has been criticized for taking too long to find the cause, has linked the outbreak to a meat production product known as polony, a cheap form of protein consumed by South Africans. A suicide bomb blast claimed by the Taliban ripped through a police checkpoint in Pakistan. Authorities report at least 9 people were killed and 20 people wounded. The suicide bomber was riding a motorcycle and appeared to be targeting police, according to officials, before detonating the deadly blast. From Washington, I'm Steve Miller, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.